Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. and speak to one of my favorite people in the world, and that is Karen Howard. I can talk about your background before we talk about the book, right? I mean, you've been on the show a dozen and a half times. Karen is the CEO and executive director of the Organic and Health Association, based in D.C., and her job is to take care of all of us. How about that?
A big job.
It is a big job. You've written a book called Upset is Optional. It will release the week that we air our show, our interview. What do you mean upset is optional?
I know, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? How many times a day or in a week that you find yourself getting really upset, and the concept of that not having to happen in your body is sort of a strange idea. But the reality is that we choose our own suffering, and there are lots of practices that you can work on to help you kind of not have to put your body through that and damage relationships and work product and all the things that come along with being upset. So it's a really intriguing concept, and it's actually true. You can eliminate unnecessary suffering in your life.
But you also talk about the fact that some suffering is needed. I mean, you said childbirth.
Right. There is suffering in the world. I mean, we all know there is suffering in the world. And, you know, we spend a lot of time and energy, especially in a public, you know, advocacy arena, trying to eliminate that suffering. And there is just suffering that must be borne. But there is also unnecessary suffering. And it takes a toll on a human being, slowly, or sometimes, you know, quickly, depending on people. I mean, you've probably known people in your life who seem to be able to get upset very easily. What you might consider to be very minor things.
Right.
And I grew up in a household where that was a pretty constant environment, you know. Like, if you came in my kitchen, Mark, and you slammed a kitchen cabinet, I would physically feel it in my body. So you carry some of this stuff, you know, through your childhood into your adulthood. It's funny how these things kind of resurface, and it's like, where did that come from? So
Did you grow up happy?
Oh yeah, but you know, there's a lot of drama.
Daryl, how about you? Did you have a lot of drama growing up? Or was it happy or not? I don't know where Daryl... Okay, he didn't hear it. Does that beginning of life, does that affect you throughout your life? I mean, if you hear a kitchen cabinet today slam, does that trigger...
I feel it in my body. I think as human beings, we trust our minds to take care of everything. The reality is that your body is a hell of a lot wiser than your mind. And we don't pay much attention to it. So one of the kind of first elements of learning these practices is to really accept the fact that you need to pay attention to what's happening in your body all the time. All the time. And not rely on your head to solve all your problems. So when the book got delayed, so it was supposed to be out today, and it's now a week late. That happened last night. And I watched my body. As this conversation was happening, and the first thing I felt was a knot in my stomach. And I have learned that that's my first thing that happens, is like I get this knot in my stomach. And if I don't get rid of that knot, other things start to happen physically. So I just, you know, that's when you just got to sit back and you got to breathe. Like that is, you just have to breathe. And then if, you know, you get practice at this, and you can start to think, well, here's the deal. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's my choice as to whether I'm going to get upset, get angry, demand an explanation, go down that road, or just say, this is the way it is. I'm going to accept that. What am I going to do with it? And so I was like, well, okay. I could make a big story up about why this is happening, or I could just look at the facts and go, here are the facts. So how am I going to reframe that? How am I going to make this work for me? I'm like, well, I should probably do some marketing with this. And so here I am on your show.
Got it.
It's a layered effect, and the ability to use the practices, and there are 10 of them, is very powerful, but you got to take your time and kind of learn each one of them. Some will feel better to you than you.
Yeah, I know that you you do a lot of physical exercise. I don't know if you're doing that now during cold. You're out in the park and doing stuff. But knowing your body and knowing your reaction to certain things. I mean, I know people who get upset on very little things. You know, somebody's 10 minutes late. Okay, somebody is 10 minutes early. I know people who, you know, you go to somebody's house for dinner, right? And you show up 10 minutes early and they go, why are you here now? You're supposed to be 10 minutes late, right? And these are relatively minor things, but they can be, you know, can we decide what affects us?
Absolutely. 100%. You get to own that. And you just have to be, that's where your level of awareness and practice comes into place. You know, it's like, yes, I am very physically active. I was out this morning at 6 a.m. boxing on the waterfront in Georgetown. And I can tell you that anytime I've ever had a running accident, like I have 17 stitches in my knee, inside and outside stitches, was because I was distracted in my head and mulling over some problem and not paying attention to what my body was doing. And that's when you go down. So it's just a really, it's a level of awareness that you have and a practice of saying, oh, here I go again. They're here early and my whole body starts to heat up. My hair is on fire. What am I going to do to stop that? How do I shift and make my body back to where it was before the doorbell rang?
So if my body is okay, is my upset okay as well?
So if you think you can be angry and upset and your body does not absorb any of that, I would challenge you to look at it harder. I mean, there are some angry people in the world who just walk around angry.
Right.
I would say my summation on that would be that they're carrying it in their body physically. And we talk about stress all the time, right? We're always under stress. Well, you know, that used to be the only time you used the word stress was in relationship to building construction. And then somewhere along the line, we decided that stress was what it was when it was in our body. So we can control that. We can let that go. And we can create a new story that says, I don't need that. I
mean, well, it's like with
stories
your book. It's like when you got the call that it wasn't launching today. First of all, that's stressful, period. I mean, to anybody, that would be stressful. But it's how you react to that stress or that upset that affects your body, that can cause pain, that can cause stroke, heart attack, depending.
Right? Asthma attack.
Great one. So knowing your body is part of the key of upset is optional?
Yes. So, you know, getting acquainted with how you're responding to things and just in traffic is always a good place to watch that. You know, there are a lot of people who get really upset in traffic.
Our guest I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's good.
Our guest is Karen Howard. She's written a book. It's called Upset is Optional. I think we're one of the first interviews that you've done. We're the first one. I'm very, very pleased, very honored to have been that. And thank you very much for that. Upset is Optional, and you'll be able to find it on Amazon, right? And mm-hmm. other places where fine books are sold.
Just Amazon at the moment, and all day on Tuesday the 5th, you can get it for free.
Wow. Okay, so that's a good thing. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We're going to take some time out, do some business. When we come back, we will continue our conversation about upset is optional. Don't fret, don't worry, don't stress.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Recently, I met Jacqueline from Bright here in Los Angeles. She gave me a hearing exam and then showed me how to hear again with the new Signia Pure Series hearing aids, and she can give you your life back too. I hear birds chirping, birds cooing, and even my wife. They easily connect to my smartphone. The Signia hearing aids are amazing, and with the charge and go, I don't have to fiddle with batteries and hear all day long. Not hearing is frustrating for you and your family. I know you don't have a problem, but trust me, call Bright here now for a free hearing exam, a $125 value, yours free, just for making an appointment now. There are offices throughout the Los Angeles area. Call Bright here now at 323-424-7100. That's 323-424-7100 for a free hearing exam. There's no obligation. Call now, 323-424-7100, or visit them on the web at brighthere.com.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Words are a critical aspect of success. How you get your point across is a crucial part of what makes anything sell. So do it right and hire a writer. Whether it's articles, blog posts, technical writings, website content, product descriptions, or ghostwriting anything, from a novel to a nonfiction book about your navel, contact Servette Hassan. If you want it to sell, write it right. Email Servette at servette@servettehassan.com.
It's time to tackle a tough topic, one that affects us all. We're talking about sexism in the workplace. The award-winning Identifying the Elephant in the Room series is back and ready to tackle some complicated communications issues again. This spring, we're focusing on critical communication strategies in the face of sexism. Join us as we hear from professionals in the natural products industry who have valuable career lessons to share and real-world experience to discuss from all sides of the elephant. It's time to have an honest and open conversation about the impact of sexism in the workplace and how we can make it better for everyone. Identifying the Elephant in the Room series starts March 16th. Register today at inicivox.vfairs.com. That's inicivox.vfairs.com. And join the conversation to be part of the solution.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Join us, of course, at latenighthealth.com. And, you know, you can watch us. You can watch Daryl and me cook. He cooked with us a couple of weeks ago, and Mark Allen cooks. And you can find that at Mark Allen at youtube.com/Mark Allen Cooks Your Dinner. And just look up Daryl Wayne. We made a great take on Eggs Benedict. It was delicious.
Quite good. Originally, I was going to pick goose, so you would say in the promo, Mark Allen cooks your goose, but it didn't happen. Oh, well.
Actually, I love goose.
Goose loves you, too.
Right.
Just say honk, honk,
yeah. Our guest is Karen Howard. She has a brand new book out, and on March 5th, you can get it for free. And the book is called Upset is Optional. upset is optional, and that'll be a digital copy of that book, I would
assume. Yes, it'll be available hard copy as well.
Got it.
But it's free and digital that day.
How did you come up with this? Why?
So, my story is that after 9/11, I just couldn't do what I was doing any longer. I was in D.C., had small children. You know, we were all talking about how we weren't going to leave the city. We were just going to take whatever came next to us. And I really needed to get out of what I was doing. I was doing a lot of managed care work, and it was soulless. So I have a tendency to quit my job. So I ended up doing some really cool work for naturopathic doctors. And my journey, that was 10 years. And then my journey took me to Thai Sophia, which is the first acupuncture institute accredited in the United States here in Maryland. And that's when I met my mentor, Bob Duggan. And so I started that journey, and it just, I stuck with the master's program. I didn't quite finish it. I was 3 hours short, but it wasn't about the degree. It was really about, you know, the teaching of being a healing presence in the world. So it was very inspirational. And when Bob left his school, he started a really simple, he took all this really complicated philosophy around acupuncture and, you know, the readings we do from Thich Nhat Hanh and that kind of thing. And he boiled it down into these 10 very simple practices. And he started offering it to people to teach out in the community and in their own families. And so it was, you know, I did this for 2 or 3 years. And when we lost him, I made a commitment that I would write the book and use stories from the people that he worked with, and that any of the, if there was ever any profit, that it would go to his beloved Penn North, which is a community health center in downtown Baltimore, where they are the first in the country to use acupuncture as a treatment for chemical dependency. So that's the origin story of the book.
And that actually dovetails to what you do with organic and natural, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I only do work that serves 7 generations. As soon as I don't do work that honors my ancestors who came before me, and the generations to come, and that one that I'm in, it just doesn't work well for me. I end up leaving. I just can't do work that is just about the money.
And I believe you just celebrated 10 years, right?
We are in our 10th year, which is, shocking. I had to look at the incorporation picture, you know, documents like 3 times to make sure that was correct. I can't believe how fast it's gone.
That is, I've known you most of that time, right?
Yes.
So, with upset is optional. If it works for an individual, no matter what that is, to get rid of that upset, that stress, is there anything that we shouldn't do? I mean, people drink, people use drugs. People, you exercise to excess. I just read a story about a man who got very sick because he drank too much water.
I mean, I do think there is a propensity in this country of ours to do things too extreme, even if they're things that are supposed to be good for us. It's a really good point. I mean, I think reading the book and kind of putting your shoes on the floor and grounding yourself and actually looking at your behaviors from a different perspective. Like, how is this working out for you? And really, I mean, we've seen a lot of this, I mean, over the years, especially with COVID, the animosity around dinner tables, you know, when extended family comes and guests. And so we've had a lot of that. And I think, you know, I think during the isolation of COVID, people had a different kind of set of issues that enabled them to sort of, you know, drown themselves in their water life, right? You know, I'm going to drink all the water that I can. But the reality is that I think some of those behaviors happen because people are not connected to their bodies, that they are, you know, kind of living in their heads. And I think that this gives people tools that they can revisit and reframe what it is they're trying to accomplish. So it's not just about being upset. It's about understanding how to communicate, understanding when you're telling a story, Could be great. Everybody loves to, you know, I'm a great storyteller. But the phenomena that's happening in your life is very different than the story that we create. So I may be drinking water because I think that this is going to be the healthiest thing that I can do, blah, 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 blah. But the phenomena of what's happening with that is that I'm hurting my body. So that's a really interesting differential for people to sort of understand. You know, families do this all the time. They live in stories. Mad at me, she's mad at me, blah, 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 disappointment. That's all story. Phenomena is actually what's happening right in front of your eyes, not what you make it up to be.
You know, and knowing your body, knowing that there's something wrong with your body, does it usually, in your opinion, mean there's some kind of outside upset? In your mind, you're talking about, you know, instead of living in your mind, yeah, you have to live in your mind and be cognizant of what's going on in your body.
Yeah. So that was the hardest lesson for me. The hardest thing that I learned from Bob was what are these symptoms that create this problem in my body? It took me a long time to figure out. And I know now what it starts with. And honestly, I can stop it in mid-flight. I know that if I let the upset stay in my body, I'm eventually going to have a numb right arm. And I can tell you exactly how it moves through my body, but I stop it 99% of the time now. So it is powerful work. And it's hard. Some of these things are hard. Some people it's a little easier. But like if you have asthma or you have a disease like that, stress triggers these things. And I think that is one of the most powerful thing that people can take away from this, is that you get to control some of that.
It's and what about something like meditation, which is both physical and mental?
Yeah, so you can't meditate if you don't know how to breathe. I have a friend at boot camp, and she's a great runner, but she runs from here. She doesn't run from her diaphragm. So he said, you need to learn how to breathe. And she goes, but I sing, so I know what you're talking about. I said, yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. People don't breathe from their abdomens 90% of the time, especially when they're under stress. And she is still yet to figure out how to run and breathe like that. It's fascinating.
Even when I talk to people or do some media training with people, they don't know how to breathe. And sometimes I'm not cognizant of my breathing. And you've got to breathe deep from your diaphragm, from your belly, because that your real voice comes out. Karen, I'm so happy for you and so proud of you too, because you're a good friend. And this is a major accomplishment. So congratulations. If you want a free copy, a digital copy, on March 5th, all day long, you can go to Amazon and get it. Okay. And even if you miss the 5th, it's worth the money. Karen, thank you very much. We're going to have you back on very soon, because we'll be talking about organics and natural again, I know. I'm Mark Allen, and this is Late Night Health. Daryl, thank you for everything you do, keeping me straight and moving forward.
My pleasure.
And thank you at home for tuning in and listening. We appreciate what you do for us and your positive feedback. Have a good week, everybody. Have a great week. And most importantly, have a healthy week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.